The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
This is Grace in Focus from the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you for joining us today, friend. Today we're going to take a look back and reflect on our National Conference 2024, and we are going to look forward to our upcoming National Conference this year, May 19th through 22nd, and we hope you'll think about joining us. Find out more about this at our website, faithalone.org. And now with that interview, here is Ken Yates.
We are at the National Conference in right outside of Denton, Texas at Camp Copus. We're having our annual conference here, like I said, and what we're doing is we are interviewing people who are here. Each one is a special guest. This guy is special because I think he's been here from the very beginning. I've probably been coming to these conferences since around 1990, and as long as I can remember, this guy's been here. Now, he's a lot younger than I am, so I remember him when he was much, much smaller, much younger. I'm going to let him introduce himself. So who is this mystery guest?
My name's Greg Muller. And I've been attending the GES National Conference at least since 1987.
There you go.
When I was 2 years old. So
I told you he was younger than me, just a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've attended almost every year since then. I just can't say enough positive things about the National Conference, about GES, and everything that Bob and Ken put out.
Well, let me ask you a question. I've never asked you this. How did your family get associated with GES? Because, I mean, that's pretty much the beginning of it. I mean, I think the first letter that Bob put out was like 1985. I wasn't involved with it.
Right.
So how did your family get involved with it?
So my father was friends with Zane Hodges. And so Zane put my dad and Bob together. So if my dad didn't know Bob prior to that first letter, I'm sure Zane had connected them early on there. So my dad was a student of Zane at DTS.
Oh, is that where he was? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And, early 70s graduate, and everything that Zane had taught to the Greek students then, he continued on through the 80s when Bob went through his PhD.
Now, was your dad a pastor, or what did he do?
My dad was a pastor in Northeast Iowa at the time, and he moved us to Texas middle of the 80s. So ideal for coming to the GES conferences all the way through. He pastored off and on through the 90s, ended up getting cancer in the late 90s and passed away in 2003. And following his death, my brother and I actually took over pastoring his church. Teaching Free Grace.
Wow.
So we were quite young at that time. That went on for a number of years while we were in college. We were college students and pastoring a small church. Following college, we got real jobs. That was really what took us out of that ministry. My brother's actually still assistant pastor at a church, but I've been pulpit supply, teaching Sunday schools in various churches in Houston since then.
Wow. So I listened to your story. It's obvious that the Free Grace that your dad was first exposed to, that he passed on down to you, and has made quite an impact on your life, obviously.
Yeah. It has.
Yeah. Now, what do you do other when you're not filling in pulpits? What do you do to make a living? Or as you said, got a real job.
Right. I'm an engineer. I'm the chief engineer for an aerospace company.
Right.
And have about a team, about 30 young engineers that work for me. They, I don't always get the opportunity to share spiritual things at work, but they know my position.
What's it like where you're at as far as Free Grace churches in your area, as far as having the opportunity to, be exposed to it?
As a whole, there are a number of Free Grace churches in Houston.
Right.
Houston, the joke is, it's an hour away from Houston. So it's such a big area. While there are a number of Free Grace churches, there's 8 million plus people in the greater Houston area. So the fact that there's 4-5 truly Free Grace churches, that's not enough. for that right. many people.
Right.
And so we're in a Free Grace church, which is a blessing. You know, we're actually able to allow our children to go to Sunday school. And we have four young children, so we're cognizant of lordship influence on that teaching, and it's something we have to watch for, because, you know, three out of the four of them have believed in Jesus for eternal life, and they're not counting on works. And it's awesome when, you know, you're actually, when they're starting to get old enough where you can say, well, there, some people believe this, and they will actually refute it from scriptures that they already have learned, such as, I mean, basic ones, John 3:16, Ephesians 2:8-9, where, you know, if you mention, well, you know, some people believe that Jesus only died for the elect, only certain people, and they'll say, well, John 3:16 says
he loved the whole world.
Right. They don't get it.
Right.
And so that's just amazing to see in 7- and 8-year-olds.
Just jumping in here to make you aware of our magazine, Grace in Focus. It is a bi-monthly, 6 issues per year, 48-page magazine, full color. And we want you to subscribe by emailing your name and your snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. The subscription is free. It can be accessed electronically, or it can be actually physically sent to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. That's our Grace in Focus magazine. Send your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org.
I got to tell you, you reminded me of something. Last year, I helped with the kids here. I don't want to call it VBS. I don't know what we call it. Whatever we call the kids program here. And that was my experience. I go in there, and Catherine, my daughter, and I, we were teaching the kids, and we asked some of the questions. Says, well, do you have to have works? And that's exactly the response. Like, but your kids say, when you're around even kids that have been exposed to Free Grace teaching. I mean, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. There was even a girl there. I guess she was probably around 10. And she said, well, the Greek word for saved is sozo.
That's awesome.
I know. And so it's wonderful when you have these kids that that know more a lot of times than the adults do. Mm-hmm. You know, if like we would ask them, go, well, what if you don't do good works after you believe? Oh, no, you're still going to live with Jesus forever. You know, that's the kind of answers you would get from them. So that thrills my heart, what you said too there as well. Now, what in the many, many years you've been coming to the GES conference, what is it that you like the best? We'll start off there.
Well, I mean, I think that's pretty easy. Just the fellowship with the pastors across the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's across the world. I mean, knowing that their struggles with Reformed theology in their pews are the same as you're experiencing with your fellow believers in your church, or the teaching that comes through your church. That's, I think, that's the best part. You know?
Is it the idea of that I'm not alone?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it's like Elijah when he says, I'm all alone. No, there's 7,000 of them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Greg and I are laughing because we hear that comment a lot here where people will say, boy, it's so good to be here. You know, it's like a breath of fresh air to know that there's like-minded kindred spirits that are here. And Greg also mentioned his brother, and both Greg's wife and his brother's wife are here. And one of the things that Greg's wife is, she's involved in the seminary, right?
We both are, yes.
Yeah. And one of our breakout sessions today, well, she's on my mind, was for those who don't know, GES has started a online seminary that both Greg and his wife are a part of. And one of our breakout sessions was certain papers were read that were written during the semester, and she read it. So what has been your and hers experience with the seminary?
So with the seminary, it's been an enriching for us.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did complete a biblical study certificate from a another seminary, but the GES seminary, it's allowed us to actually learn together, which has been, I think, good, both in the doctrinal content that we're, learning deeper, but also the fact that, you know, we get to sit together and take these classes. And that's just been amazing, but not only for the theology, but also for our marriage. So
is there any competition going on between who gets the better paper or anything?
Oh, all the time. when it's a Bob paper, it's less than half a point that we can get graded down to. And, whoever gets that half a point is, I got the better score.
Well, and again, for those who don't know, I want to put in a plug since I got one of these students at the GES seminary here. The way it works is you contact GES, you go through the application process. If you agree with the doctrinal statement, you go through it, you're in it. And the classes are free as long as you make a B or above. Mm-hmm. And we're having, some of the classes, we've had a class on tough text. We teach Greek. We're just starting the second year of Greek this semester coming up. We have a class on soteriology, on rewards, on pastoral ministries. So what classes have you taken?
I've taken soteriology, tough texts, Greek 1 and 2, ecclesiology and bibliology, and I think there's one other.
Wow. I knew you were taking those classes, but I didn't know you took all those. I mean, we had tough text, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We had tough text not this semester that just finished, but before that. And I taught Greek, but he took the other section of Greek. But anyway, you can tell that Greg is.
And you did score my wife better on your section of the final than I got.
Uh-oh. So. All right. I'm fortunate. I am fortunate that he agreed to this interview. But no, Greg is an example here of obviously from years ago, just how, life-giving, life-blessing Free Grace Theology is and what it can do. And exactly. Greg, we appreciate you and your family and your brother, your wife, your kids, everybody. And thanks for being a part of GES. And in the meantime,
keep grace in focus.
Read many from our library of thousands of free magazine and journal articles online at faithalone.org/resources. That's faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. We hope you have a great weekend, and we hope you join us on our next episode coming on Monday. And until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.